Gemara says that the Kaschametz the Rabbonon the Medayraise beBitul beAl Mesagi. Rashi says the Chsiv Tashbisu veLeksiv Tevaru veAshbose beLeiv yAshbose. Zok Teisus. Medayraise beBitul beAl Mesagi. Pirish baKuntres. Medichsiv Tashbisu veLeksiv Tevaru. Al meAshbose beLeiv. וקושלרי וקושלרי דהי השבוס בלי וקושלרי דהי השבוס עבורי וקושלרי דהי השבוס עבורי ולא יפיתו דתניה בשמייס עם רבקי ואומר אין לצורך הרי הוא אומר תשביסו ומוצינו לעבור שיהיו מלוכת. So how you could say that Tashbisu is bitul? The Gemara says, Rav Akiva Oimer in Tzorich, Rav Oimer Tashbisu, ומוצינו לעבור שיהיו מלוכת. And what is Rav Akiva? סתם כדאי to know, what is Rav Akiva? The Gemara declares, when is Tashbisu? Before Yom Tov or after? Or in Pesach. Zog Rav Akiva, it can't be in Pesach, because Tashbisu is avor. And a fire you can't do in Yom Tov. So more than it before Yom Tov. After the sun. It says in Pesach 7 days, the Maisa, we do everything already from the middle of the day before. So that is the Sugi and the Fei, how the Pasuk that really spoke about Pesach came before. The Gemara says, Ach, Bayer, Morishoim, all different drushes. And then that Rabbi Akiva says, Ein Tzorich. It says, Tashbisu, Tesreif, you can't burn in Yom Tov. Has to be that Hashem spoke before Yom Tov. This is the cheshbon of the Gemara. For Tesis, we speak about Bitul, Nishma Lavor. How Rabbi Akiva says that Tashbisu is Bitul. That is Avor. Void. Tashbisu Amir Lekamon Mahachilek, Shumisheshoz Velemalo. Vachar Isur Eloi Mehani Bitul. You can't do Bitul after Zman Isur. So two kashes on Rashi. Rashi said that Tashbisu is Bitul. For Tesis, one kashi from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Ein Tzorich, Aroimo Tashbisu, Tashbisu is Avore. So it can be in Pesach, it has to be before Pesach. Vahoy, Tashbisu is Bitul, how you could do Bitul, Leachar Zman Isuroi. This is Tesis's two kashas on Rashi. Now, I want to be Mesado the Dvorim. The first Seore that all of the Achroinim asks, why Tesis found Rabbi Akiva to shtel the kashe? Rabbi Akiva, you need to know that hey, Rabbi Akiva Oimer Ein Tzorich, Hare Oimer Tashbisu. Let us ask a better kasha. Mishne, in the second Perek, the first Mishne. Chachomim Oimerim, Mefarer Vezeir El Ruach, Rabbi Yudah Oimer, Ein Biur Chometz El Osreif. We have to Alam Obo, we shtal the Machlekes Rabbonon ve Rabbi Yude. If Biur Chometz is Sreife, or Mefarer Vezeir El Ruach, it's Rabbi Yude against Rabbonon. Rabbi Akiva is never mentioned, and not Rabbi Yossi is never mentioned. The only one that I mention is Rabbi Yude with Rabbonon. Why Tesis had to mention his question? It's a kashado from Rabbi Akiva. I want to explain. That's not what he's asking. A kashi from Rabbi Akiva. And Mistamer, Rabbonon are not choylek. That Hashbisu is a peula. Just Rabbonon hold. Hashbososti b'chol dovo. But mikol mokem, the kashi is why he's shtelling the kashi from Rabbi Akiva and he's not shtelling the kashi from Rabbi Yude. Ahore b'pshat. And the Chof Zayin is a huge sugya. Omar Rabbi Yude, lo motzeitzi mi yoyshe v'botel v'atei romo tashbisu, back and forth, what to do if you don't have how to burn it. It's a ganze sugi mit Rabbi Yude. Rabbi Yude, pitom here, tesis himself, say Rabbi Akiva. One line in the fey, in the middle of the cheshman, Rabbi Akiva oimer ein tzorich. Ari, what is coming to ask? Rashi, you learn tashbisu is bitul? I have tanoim that don't hold like you. So you're right. Zach says, you found Rabbi Akiva, you found maybe Rabbonon Acholek, we'll see later. But this is Tesis' discussion. Bring Rabbi Yude, he's the shitter. So, the Pashtus is that the reason Enochanami, Tesis could have asked also from Rabbi Yudah. But Rabbi Yudah says in the Chovzayin Amud Beis that the Moker of Biur Chometz Elo Besreifer we learn out from Noisa. Noisa Hashem doesn't want you to have and you have to burn. Chometz also you have to burn. Tesis wanted Rabbi Akiva that says that the words Tashbisu means Sreifer. The Kasha is much more direct, much more Chazak. Rabbi Akiva is uptouching the word Tashbisu Sreifer. Oh, this is a gesunde Kasha. You're right, you could have asked for Rabbi Yudah, but maybe Rabbi Yudah holds Bitul is enough. And after you do Bitul, the Chometz is a no mitzvah like Noisa, you have to burn. The Tashbisu you mekayim bit Bitul. And it's another mitzvah to make a Chaloi Sreifer. But it's not a raya that the Tashbisu is bitu. It's reife. From Rabbi Akiva we have a raya that the Tashbisu alone is a reife. But from Rabbi Yudah, maybe Tashbisu is bitu. The kind of the mitzvah, chutz mer, is a din, to make a maize is reife. You learn from Noisa. This is the reason Tesis wanted to shtel his kasha from Rabbi Yudah. And from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said Tashbisu is reife. Say it. What is the answer on Rashi? There is two kashas on Rashi. How Rashi can say that Tashbisu is bitul, Rabbi Akiva says Tashbisu is reif. And even Rabbanan and Acholek, the only Acholek, that they don't have the Alfuse. But they mask him that it's not bitul, it's not mashma that doesn't give them the machlekes. Zog the Ramban, Tashbisu could mean both. Also sreife, and also bitul. You remember we saw it already in the Ran in the beginning of Zman. וכשאום רותי את השביסו הוא אחד משני עניונים עודר ביטול עודר שריפה זה פשטוס אז איזו גדרה בא אז איזו גדרה and the Ran and the Ramban explain that the דיוק from Rashi was not stop the Tere could have said תברו. It's a much stronger loshen. The Torah said a parav loshen, Tashbisu, so b'meile bitul is included also. The Ramban explains that this is the duke. Not that the Torah meant only to do bitul. Tesis understood that the Firashi, it's only bitul. It could mean both. It could mean sreife, and it could mean also bitul. There is a sefer Magine Shleimer. It's printed in the Koivitz. It says, if you look good, Tesis quoted Rashi not the way we have the Rashi by us. Look how Rashi says, "Bebitul dechsiv tashbisu, velo iksiv tevaru, veashbose belevi ashbose." You yoytze ashbose. You yoytze ashbose belev. Not that the ashbose means only lev. Rashi bichlal didn't say that Ashbosa means bitul. Vada doesn't say tevaru. Would say tevaru, a vada with bitul, you can't be yoitze. It says tashbisu. Ashbosa b'leiv is also Ashbosa. Now look how Tesis brings down the Rashi. Pirish b'kuntras midichsiv tashbisu, veloiksiv teru, alme Ashbosa b'leivi. Rashi didn't say Ashbosa is b'leiv. Ashbosa is also with fire. Tashbisu is also miskayim balev. Look, the shinui aloshen. Magin Shleim is medayik. Rashi says, v'ashbose balev, hi ashbose. Sizeiched ashbose. It's also ashbose. Sizeiched ashbose. Tesis brought down from Rashi, alme, ashbose balev. It's no balev. It's only balev. So Tesis is shitosu, had a different Rashi. So he's asking, kash it's balev? Rabbi Akiva said it's reife. It's not true. It's not true. The Teretz is Rashi holds both. Yishal HaShoyel. Don't understand. It's also Sreife and it's also Lev. Yeah. Two options. Yishal HaShoyel. Two options. I understand. How it could be, Rabbi Akiva says, only fire. Mefarer Zoyel Ruach is not good. We need fire. I could hear. If Rabbi Akiva needs, I need fire, we need to see the smoke, the fire, mamish to burn it, Icha, I don't have a problem. But he's masking also belief. So, Mefal v'zer l'ruach is not good. I think Mefal v'zer l'ruach is in between the fire and the lev, no? I hear, if Rabbi Akiva said only fire, I hear, Sakasha and Rashi, how you could say it's bitu? And I want to be magish, the tzlach, maybe say Rabbi Akiva is choylek and bitu. So the tzlach is so much gemoras, but all the gemoras are the loike Rabbi Akiva. בביטו בעל מסגי, בביטו בעל מסגי, זה משנה, תאמין, היושב לפני רבו, וניסקר שיש לי חומץ, יבטלנו בליבוי, אז משנייס המשנייס, that can't be that all the stomach of the משנייס, the loike רבקי ודה loike רב יודה, תצלח אז החשבן, don't tell me, maybe אין לך נעמי רבקי ודוזן הולטון ביטוי. So again, so Tesis came in his car, he understood, Rashi said, תשביסו is only live. Doctor, it's not true, רבקי said fire. We answer, רמבן, רן, מגין השלוי מבארחובה, that it's both two tracks and the mice we have the run v'inyona miskayim b'shtei inyonim. You have two ways to do it. Aber yishal ha-shoyel, I don't understand. I could hear two tracks, bitu or mefar v'zeir l'ruach, aber bitu or sreife. Why mefar v'zeir l'ruach can't be good? How can it be not good? Zog the world. The Teretz is Rashi l'shitoso. It's not a kasha. Well, Rashi learns what is bitul, not hefka. Also, Tesis didn't think now that it's hefka. Only the Maskoni will say that it's hefka. What we said it? Or I make the chometz that it becomes a table. It's not a chometz. Or I mashvis it for my lev. But it's a chalois in the heftze. So bitul is a chalois in the heftze. And a ruchnis nick away. I took away the chometz out of it. Sreif is I burned it out. I made a sreifa legamre. I burned it out completely. So there's two ways how to do it. Other besreifa, other belev. Two mehalchim. Mefar v'zer l'ruach, I'm not lashon of Reb Chaim in sefer. I'm not doing nothing to the chefze. I take it and I crumb it and I crumb it. There's bits of chametz all over. I didn't do nothing to the chametz. Fire, I burned it out. Ashbose belev lefirashi v'mashve lekeafre. I turn it bechefze to become awful.
Why is that not
mashmalikah? B'meile, val is two way. Oh my gosh. B'meile, val is two way. Oh my gosh. What's the mashmalikah? It's b'chefze. I'm sure it's what the Rashi. What's the kashu? B'meile, val we have two ways how to learn. So the answer on Rashi is, that Rashi learns that it's two mehalachim. There's other mehalach, you make a bitu, other mehalach that you make a sreifa. And Tesis, he learned that Rashi meant that it's only one. While Rashi meant that it's only one, but maybe he asked the kasha and Rashi, it's not emes. Rabbi Akiva says sreifa. Now, if you see the Ramban says that Rashi holds that it's both. And he says that even Tesfis knew that maybe you could say that it's both. But Tesis meant to ask, if it's both, so why Rabbi Akiva says, Echob nishken eitze and yontef, what to do, you're not allowed to do a fire and yontef. Do a bitul. Listen, before you ask, listen, I know Elish, you're right, but before you ask, listen, Zogter Hazer. Again. We learned the Magine Shleima is giving us the Mahalach that the Tesis understood in Rashi that it has to be Leiv. If it's not Leiv, it doesn't work. Frank Tesis is not true. Rabbi Akiva set fire. The answer in Rashi is Rabbi Akiva holds them both. There's two tracks. There's a Mahalach to do it with Leiv, and there's a Mahalach to do it with fire. And we explain, fire and Leiv? Fire and Leiv is good. Why my fire can't be good? Why can't be a third mahalach? The Teretz says you have to do something b'cheftze, or the fire, or the leif. Rashi Shitos that the bitul is kehafra de are is gomished. It's a gishmak. It's a gishmak. Mashen get. Zog the Ramban. Taisus also knew that it's true. Taisus also. No, Taisus had a problem. He bought a rai from Rabbi Kiva. And now it's gishmak when he bought a rai from Rabbi Kiva and we asked not from Rabbi Yudah. So we said, because in Rabbi Yudah it says noisa. So he preferred to bring from Rabbi Kiva that speaks about the Tashbisu. I found the Chiddush Arim in Or HaChaim, Simon Vov, says it. But now we have another answer, Zog the Ramban. Taisa says, Rabbi Kiva said, I'm stuck in Yontif. Why are you stuck? If you can't do a fire, you do Bitu. Why are you stuck? Obviously, Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold from Bitu. Taisa knew that you could say both. But he's asking from Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva obviously learns only Sreifa. Because if he learns also Bitum, why he's stuck in Yontif? So all you want to ask, but in Yontif you can't do Bitum. Hey, I'm sorry, this is the next Kasha thesis. And this will be the next question. If he Rashi that is Bitul, how you could do it after this man? Mr. Zalman, the Oris in the bottom are from Mr. Zalman. The Oris in the bottom are from Mr. Zalman. And the Ramban. And for the Kasha. But we call Mekoyim, that's the Yisrael Advorim. But if that is true, so it's Gishmak Taken. This is Be'etzem, the Tzuras Advorim, that the Welt says Pshat to answer the Kasha of Rashi. We have it in the Ramban, in the Ran, we have it in the Ramban. Rashi holds from both, it's glat. Taisus thought that it's only one, or even if he thought that it's two, he meant to ask them, Rabbi Kiva, we see that it can be two. But the answer is, and this is the Magin Shleimer. This is the glat. This is the glat avon. This is the glat avon. The glat avon. The glat avon. What is shver to me is, and I don't know klo. I want to be maimed, but at least I want that you will have the kasha klo. I asked. So no one could be masber to me. I'm asking you a shaila. I'm asking you a shaila. Why Taisus never asked the kasha from Rabbonon? Rabbonon say that you can be mefarer b'zayir el ruach, so we see that you don't have to do tashbisu belev. Why Taisus only asked the kasha from Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yudah that we found sreife? Why is Taisus tashbisu is not belev? Why Taisus never asked the kasha? Rabbonon say mefar b'zer, Rashi in Shulbik, Rashi said only b'lev. So why Rabbonon say mefar b'zer el ruach? No, why didn't ask the kasha like that? How Rashi says ashbose b'lev y ashbose? And we understand that Taisus means only lev, right? This is what we're learning. That Taisus means only lev. If Taisus means only lev, so why Rabbonon hold that mefar b'zer el ruach is good? Why the kasha is only from Rabbi Kiva? If you learn it's both, I'm not asking. Oh, but if you learn that it's only mefarah only late, why are you not asking a kasha from mefarah v'zayir l'ruach? What could be the answer? What? So what you want to tell me that in Rabbonon doesn't say that you learn out from tashbisu? So Rabbonon hold that you're over on tashbisu?
That's
like
making
habit. Taisus doesn't know. There's a mitzvah to mekayim tashbisu. Rabbi Yudah holds you have to burn it. Rabbi Kiva holds you have to burn it. You mekayim tashbisu. Rabbonon said mefarer v'zoyer l'ruach. You mekayim tashbisu v'mefarer v'zoyer l'ruach. And I'm asking a shaila. You mekayim or not mekayim? If it's Ashbosa only, Shalom, if it's Ashbosa Belev, if it's Ashbosa Belev, and you can't do it Shalei Belev, if you can't do it Shalei Belev, so why you could do Mefarah v'Zayir el Ruach? Nafi Rabbonon. Rabbonon says, the Mishnah Kolsho, you come with the Chometz, what you do with the Chometz? Tanakama says, you Mefarah v'Zayir el Ruach, Rabbi Yudah says, Sreife, Mishnah Daf Chof Aleph. Rabbi Yudah says, you have to burn it. Rabbanan say, you mefarah v'zeir el ruach. What happened to the Tashbisu? Rabbanan don't say, you also have to mekayim Tashbisu to make bitum. Doesn't say you have to do it. If the Mishnah would say, Rabbanan say, you have to do bitum. No. You mefarah v'zeir el ruach. Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. So if you mekayim tashbisu b'mefarah b'zeir l'ruach, and I want to explain, this is asking a kasha. Rabbi Akiva said, Tzreif Rashi, how you could say that hashbosa b'leiv is hashbosa? And we understand the kasha, we explained it now start. This is understood that l'vi Rashi, you need to do hashbosa b'leiv. Rabbi Akiva says, you need to do tzreif. Rabbanan said, it's enough to do mefarah b'zeir l'ruach. Why Rabbanan said, it's enough to do mefarah b'zeir l'ruach? L'chur Rabbanan said that you mekayim tashbisu even without bitu. You mekayim tashbisu when you do mefarah v'zayir l'ruach. Even without bitu, you mekayim tashbisu. So why Tesis did not ask that kasha? Why Tesis did not ask the kasha? How Rashi says that what Hashem told me to do, I need to do bitu. Rabbanan say, and yoytze b'mefarah v'zayir l'ruach. I could have answered you that when I'm a farer of Zeir el Ruach, it's like I did Bitu. Zedep Yeshua says. Not because Mistome I'm a Vatel when I'm a farer of Zeir el Ruach. No. Not because Mistome I'm a Vatel when I'm a farer of Zeir el Ruach. Just the Piru of Zeir el Ruach does exactly what Bitul does. Does exactly what Bitul does. Does exactly what Bitul does. I could have understood that. That Mefarah v'Zeir el Ruach tus oif exactly what Bitul does. But then I will ask you a kasha. If that is true, so today we say that Lefi Rabbi Akiva has two tracks. You could go with Bitul, and you could go with Sreifa. If every Mefarer is also Bitul, so why Lefi Rabbi Akiva can't be Mefarer b'Zeir el Ruach? Again, I want to be mindful of the Shaila, b'kol ha'toikif. I know some pshat. Tesis is asking a kasha. We understand that Tesis kasha is that Rashi says that the Tashbisu has to be bitul and not something else. And he has a kasha. Rabbi Akiva said Tashbisu is sreifa. We are asking a shaila. Ask him Rabbanon, and Rabbanon said it's mefarah v'zeir el ruach. Rabbanon said it's mefarah v'zeir el ruach. L'chure even without bitul. So it's mashma in the Mishnah. You're okay. Why are you okay? Or you have a mitzvah to do tashbisu. If you have a mitzvah to do tashbisu, l'chura, you're not mekayim the mitzvah when you do mefarah v'zeir el ruach. The Gemara said that you could do it in Yodif. Only if it's Reif, you can't do it. That's a sugi in the Fei. Chaval. Chaval. Unzeitige Terutze. So the Kash is, the Gemara is, Tezis is wants to bring a Raya. Tezis wants to bring a Raya. Tezis wants to bring a Raya that Tashbisu is not only Bitu. It's something to do. And if I can't, Bitu Bichlal is not a drosha of Tashbisu. It's not a kiyum of Tashbisu. And he's asking a kasha and Rashi. And he's asking a kasha and Rashi. Rabbi Akiva said, Sreif, why Sreif? Sreif is not a kiyum of Tashbisu. Only Bitul is a kiyum of Tashbisu. Rabbanan say, Mefarah v'zeir el ruach. Bepashtes, lefi Rabbanan, you mekayim Tashbisu when you mefarah v'zeir el ruach. This is the Pashtes Advor. If you mekayim tashbisu when you mefarer v'zeir el ruach, If you mekayim tashbisu and you mefar bezer l'ruach, so it's muchach deloike Rashi, that Rashi said that tashbisu is only belev. Hari, this is Taisus' kasha. Tashbisu is only lev, and befire you're not mekayim tashbisu. We answered you do both. But Rashi, Taisus understood not like that. If Taisus understood not like that, why is that asking a kasha lefi rabbonon how you yoytze mefar bezer l'ruach? We could have answered that Taisus understood that it's lefi rabbonon, if bitul is good, mefar bezer l'ruach is also good. Mefar bezer l'ruach is also good lefi rabbonon. But mainly he didn't ask why lefi rabbonon. So the shaila is, if he didn't understand that bitul is also good. So why they didn't ask? One will say that ein echanam is hashbosa believe when you mefarer you do the same result. So by then we're asking a kasha lefi Rabbi Akiva why you can't do mefarer v'zayir l'ruach. And I will explain myself. And Rashi I don't have a kasha. Why today you have to do other bitul other sreifa? Bitul is bechefze, sreifa is bechefze. Mefarer v'zayir l'ruach it's not bechefze. What rabbanon hold? It's not din chefze. Lefi Rashi, everything is mesudar. Everything is mesudar, lefi Rashi. Rabbi Akiva needs chefze, fire, or lev, also chefze. Rabbonon hold, other bitul belev, other stam, just get rid of it. No chalois din chefze. So it's good. You mekayem tashbisu in one of the two ways. Other be bitul, other be sreifa, lefi Rabbi Akiva and both are chefze. Firabon, you don't need chefze. So, if you ask me today how the system works, I mekayem tashbisu, other this way, other that way. So, we're not asking how the system works, lefi Rashi. We're asking what the Taisus that is not understanding Rashi. And Taisus understand that Rashi wants only bitul, and he's disturbed why lefi Rabbi Akiva sreifa works. Why Taisus is not disturbed? Why lefi rabbonon mefar bezer l'ruach is good? But you tell me maybe Taisus thought that lefi rabbonon tak you not mekayim tashbisu b'chai gavne. It's not true, because if rabbonon are not planning to mekayim tashbisu, so the moshe Rabbi Yehuda later is also not mekayim tashbisu. The whole mishnah is mashma rabbonon say you could do this and they say you could do that. Mashma if you everyone you mekayim your mitzvah and the way you do it. So it's not mashma that lefi rabbonon you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So why? So we'll answer that you write that lefi Taisus understood that lefi Rashi bitul is only bitul, but he understood that every mefarer v'zeir l'ruach is also the same result of bitul. Not because mistomi was mevatel. What is bitul? K'misheinu. Mefarer v'zeir l'ruach is also k'misheinu. If you say that every mefarer equals to bitul. Misvore. So now we have a kasha, lefi Rabbi Akiva, that bitul helps, and sreifa helps. Why mefarer doesn't help? If mefarer is equal to bitul, the teretz is, it's not the same mehalach. If it's not the same mehalach, why Taisus was not bothered alibe de Rashi? This is the ore that is a mitzvah liyashiv. Or mamshich, maybe in the hemshech, we will have a teretz in this. Maybe in the hemshech will have a teretz in it. This is the aleph base of the Ore Bepshat as Bidach Miyashiv Zayin and the Tzur Sada Shmais. Well, Mamshir, the second Kashi of Teisvus. Ve'oib, it says, Biso Amrina Lekamon Me'achile, Shum Yishay Shoyz Ve'lemalo, Ve'achar Yisuro Eloi Havem Bitu. As Meduyik in Teisvus, and we'll start the way the Ma'arsho is mimed it, Taisus understands that the kiyum of mitzvah of tashbisu is from the time that it's osur, not before the time. So if tashbisu is bitul, you can't do bitul achas man isur. You can't do bitul achas man isur. What is the answer in Rashi? Go without Teres, glad. Zog the Marsho. Rashi learns the Tashbisu is before this man. We'll see if it fits in the sugya and the next sugya. And the next sugya after the sugya Mekachtoris and after we start the sugya is a Shver Rashi and Dibra Maschil Vesoyif and Betchila Sheish that it's Mashma from Rashi that the mitzvah is in the beginning of the seventh hour. like Tesis understands, not before the time, ela in the time. But the vowel will take the way the Maharsha puts it. Rashi learns the zman is before. When I say zok the Ramban, it's before. So Avada, the problem is, if the zman is before, so what Rabbi Akiva wants? Tashbisu is before Yontif. That is the Baya. But this is what the Ramban says. That the answer on Rashi is that the Tashbisu is before the zman. I'm saying again, without Teres. The Mashiishim Rabbi Akiva Matzino Avore. Vada koshi mevar vada mashbis. She is so button betechen. Vchi omar nami tevaru. Hechtziva levar achatzois. Elo she is mevur mevutel bachatzois ke omar. This is the answer in Rashi. As I zog the Rebbe the Rambam. What is the second kashe? You can't be mevatel in chatzois. Hashem said before, if you have a Koivitz and you have a Ramban, you look in the bottom of his Gimel, the Oris from Rabbi Zalman, so what Rabbi Akiva wants, if the Pshat is to bring it before, so the whole Cheshbon of Rabbi Akiva was that it can be, I don't need a Pasuk for before, like we do half a day, because you can't burn a Yontif. Hashem said to burn, and it means a second before Yontif. Okay, this is the Kashe and the Ramban that we will have to Bez Hashem in the Sugyas later, Boyotz. But Legabi the Kashe and Rashi, Legabi the Kashi and Rashi. The answer is Rashi holds that the Tashbisu is before this man. And while Rashi holds that the Tashbisu is before this man, the male of the second Kashi of Tesis is not a Kashi. Tesis learns the mitzvah is after this man. Again, we'll have a problem with Rashi and the Hemshech HaGemore. Maybe we'll have to say Teres. Remember this Kasha. We'll have a problem with Rabbi Zalman and the Oris and the Ramban asses. Because before this month, so the whole Cheshbon of Rabbi Akiva was not like that. Akiva said, I don't need a Pasuk for Erev Yontef, because it can't be that Hashem meant Yontef. He meant Yontef, but it doesn't mean in Yontef. It means to be ready in Yontef. This is Teres' Kasha and Rashi, and this is the answer. Zog de minchas chinuch. Minchas chinuch is maimid achakiret. What is the mitzvah of tashbisu? What is the mitzvah of tashbisu? Is the mitzvah to burn the chometz? Or the mitzvah is not to have chometz? As a mitzvah in Shabbos, you have to be Shabbos in Shabbos. How you mekayim the mitzvah? No, how you mekayim the mitzvah to be Shabbos in Shabbos? How you mekayim the mitzvah to be Shabbos in Shabbos? Alright, how you mekayim the mitzvah to be Shabbos in Shabbos? What? How you do it? You just don't do nothing. You mean you mekayim the mitzvah, right? How you mekayim the mitzvah, emotional, it means down another mitzvah. Now, how you mekayim a mitzvah of tzitzis? You buy tzitzis and you put it on. How you mekayim a mitzvah of tefillin? You buy tefillin and you put it on. How you mekayim tashbisu? Like Shabbos, if you don't do melacha, you have Shabbos. Or when you burn the chometz, you mekayim tashbisu. Zog de minchas chinuch. I will tell you a lot of nafkuminas. What would be if a person had chometz and someone grabbed the chometz from him and burned it? He's a choyte of a mitzvah or not? If it's a mitzvah to make ma'aseh tashbisu, he was choyte of the mitzvah. If the kiyum is that he doesn't have chometz, he doesn't have chometz. Someone had chometz in his house and he ate it in Pesach, he's mekayim tashbisu. So he was totally in that. If the mitzvah is not to have chometz, he doesn't have chometz. It's not mitzvah baba aveir. If the mitzvah is to get rid of it, it's a mitzvah baba aveir. You saw it inside? Not only that, a person that doesn't have chometz has the inyan to buy chometz before Pesach to burn it or not. A person that doesn't have tzitzis doesn't have a mitzvah. A person that doesn't have tefillin doesn't have a mitzvah. Masha'en gen. So a person that doesn't have work and he keeps Shabbos, he keeps Shabbos. He keeps Shabbos. He doesn't have to have work to keep Shabbos. Masha'en gen, if someone wants to keep tzitzis, if he doesn't have a beged, he doesn't have a mitzvah. He doesn't have a beged. If you want to have a mitzvah, you have to buy a beged. So this is the shayla. You have to have chometz to mekayim the mitzvah or not? So he says, these are nefkiminas. So he says, chinuch inside. Im en le chometz mekayim gam ken a mitzvah, oy dil maloy. Im en le chimetz lo yikim a mitzvah. If he has a mitzvah to buy, im chotav a mitzvah. Mitzvah abo ba'aveira. I want to say that it's totally in that. If the mitzvah is b'sheva al taseh, so the mitzvah, you have to get rid of it before Pesach. Before the Zman HaYisur. That when the Zman HaYisur comes, you don't have aveira. Masha'en ken, if it's a chevtze v'kiyum mitzvah, fakert. The mitzvah is when it's Pesach, mash bizdechometz. And he wants to say that this is in the machlekes Rashi and Tesfis. Rashi will learn, he says in the end of the shtigl, haklal, in the page of Tes. This is in the machlekes Rashi and Tesfis. Rashi will learn the mitzvah is not to have chometz. But mainly you have to do it before this man. Masha'egel, if he tastes, is a mitzvah of a maisa ashbose. If it's a mitzvah of a maisa ashbose is le'achar hazman. I had a big vikuach in the London. I remember when I escaped the yeshiva 20 years ago. This was a big vikuach. I know I remembered it, but I remember it was Hobbes Medosh was cooking. If a person has 20 pieces of chometz and he burns them, how much mitzvah is mekayim? If it's a mitzvah b'cheftzem, mistomi is mekayim and every kazais. If it's a mitzvah not to have, mistomi only when he finishes the last one. No, one second. So I want to go now to the next chakira. What if a person has 10 pieces and he burned only one piece? Is mekayim a shtekel mitzvah or not? If he's the first tzad, maybe yes. Masha'en ken. If he's the second tzad, avada the kiyum of the mitzvah is only the kiyum of the mitzvah is only the last kazayis. Kazayis here, but Leroy also. Sure, but Leroy is because Kazayis. But Mele, this will be the whole Tony the Tutsdog. If the Maise Mitzvah is Evi Kazayis, if not to have Chometz, Mistome, the last, then you don't have no Chometz. If it's a Kiyum, Nafkimina will see later, Shem, if a person burns Chometz, tries to burn, but in the end, you know, in his fire, some pieces in the end are not burned. Okay, so at the end, he just pours on it, gas or something. He missed the whole mitzvah. Because the whole mitzvah was to burn the last kazayis. The first kazayis is no inyan to burn. The inyan is to get rid of, if it's a mitzvah, I was begaying the mitzvah. And more chametz left, the rest I will throw away. Prison burns chametz, then he comes home, he finds more chametz. So he has to burn again. What he burned before is gomished. Not to burn the last kazayis is gomished. Mikol mokam, this the way. The minchas chinuch is maimid the chakira. If the maise tashbisu is the chefts of the maise ashbose, the chefts of the maise ashbose, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, kmoi suko, kmoi tfilim, kmoi tzitzis, or it's a mitzvah b'sheve al taase, kshein loy chometz mikayim a mitzvah. That it doesn't have chometz, that is the kiyum a mitzvah. B'meile, he says, L'chure, if it's not to have chometz, it's mistaber, like the Ramban says. Get rid of it before, and B'meile, you will not have chometz. Masha'igen, if it's a mitzvah b'cheftze, then it's mistabe that it's le'achar zman isur. Now, the problem is, it's a good minchas chinuch. At the begishmak to say that it's totally in machlekes Rab Yudah v'Rabbono. If it's a din sreife, it's a din b'cheftze. If it's a din mefar v'zer el ruach, the ikir is not to have it. The problem is that we are holding now in a Rashi and Tesfas, and we are asking from Rabbi Akiva, and we are asking from Tashbisu, and we are answering that Rashi will learn, like the Ramban says, that the mitzvah is before. That the mitzvah is before. This is what Rashi will learn, that the mitzvah is before. And Tesis will learn that the mitzvah is after. Very nice. And this is the Giboit of the Minchas Chinuch. And the end of the Shtikl, this is the Mator, and Dibra Masri, Laklal, Kmo Yishukasavnu. L'Rashi v'Aramam ha-mitzvah v'sheva al taseh, im ken b'ikar, b'biur koinim mikol mokroim, matchil ha-mitzvah b'rega zeh shenikva ha-teire, v'la-Tesis, muchach, מדה דוחו שיתעשרה שיתה ביטו נמש גיסו עלו יחס מניסור אין יוכל לבטל על כוחו סייברים דה המצווה היא בקום עשה וכל המצווה ככבת דה גבו בחצויס וקודם כך לקיים המצווה כלולה וסוקה ודמייר וכל מוקים נשבס קודם נהידו לקיים המצווה אבל אין אוהב הריסו This is ממש on page 10 test the first דיבר המסחיל הכלל מה שכוסבנו This is the מלחס חינוך הכלל מה שכוסבנו So we answer Rashi is before the mitzvah is not to have Masha'ik and Lefitei Sves the mitzvah is to do a Maisa Ashbosa. The Baya in this is that again I don't know a clear answer but we have to be maimed that this is early. This is what the Minchas Chinuch says. And this is what Be'etzem we have here. How it could be that the mitzvah is not to have chometz, and the, again, and I will explain. We have a kashi, we answered Rashi's before. We'll have to deal with kashis that don't make sense later. And the Tesis learned the mitzvah is later. Alts can say. But the Minchas Chinuch came and he said lomdis. If the mitzvah is before means the mitzvah is be'ikir not to have, if the mitzvah is later, is the mitzvah to have ashbosa. And we said, he says, 3-4 nafkaminas, mitzvah abo ba'aveire, if you have to buy, if someone grabs it from you. We said, nafkamina, if you have a couple kezaisim, if you mikayim it in every kezais, or you only mikayim it in the last kezais. We said, another nafkamina, if you mikayim it in the first kezais, and the last kezais. Says another nafkamina banoshim. If it's a mitzvah, just not if it's a kiyum mitzvah, it's a zman grome. He says, Masha'engen. If it's this, if you don't have your mekayim, it's a noshim achayev. And he says, Tesis learns it's bechefze, and Rashi learns it's just not to have. The ora on that is, if the mitzvah is just not to have, and Mamele, when Pesach comes, you have to be clean. How Rabbi Yudah holds that you have to do it b'sreifa? How Rabbi Yudah holds that it has to be b'sreifa? How it could be that Rabbi Yudah holds that it has to be b'sreifa? So some say, Rabbi Yudah holds b'sreifa is a din b'cheftze has to be. Rabbanon b'chlal don't hold that it's a din b'cheftze. Rabbon Michlal don't hold mefar v'zer l'ruach. The Michlal don't hold as a din bechefze. Abi, I don't have it's okay. Abi, I don't have it's okay. There's no din to do a ma'aseh hashbosa. But if we don't go with that way, now we're going with pashtus. The Malsho and all of them, the Lefi Rashi, the mitzvah is before this man. If the mitzvah is not to have chometz, What is the nafkamina? How I don't have chametz? Lemaisa, I don't have. We said if someone else grabs it for me, I'm mekayim the mitzvah. If someone else grabs it, I'm mekayim the mitzvah. So if someone grabs it, I'm mekayim the mitzvah. So how it could be that it's an Indian to do it b'sreifa?
Once you have
chametz,
don't have that
chametz,
don't have this
chametz. I said, if someone grabs it, I'm a mitzvah, I don't have chametz. What does it mean how I don't have chametz? If someone comes to Pesach and doesn't have chametz, you mekayim the mitzvah, so I'm going to have the other side, I have to buy chametz and burn it.
Once you have chametz, don't have that
chametz. I don't have it, it's gone. But not the safe, it's gone. It's mefarz al ruach, I don't have it.
The best way to do it.
What would be the best way to do it? The mitzvah is not to have in Pesach. Could be a halacha how not to have in Pesach. If it's a mitzvah to do a ma'aseh hashbosah, could be a halacha how to do the ma'aseh hashbosah.
It's called not having.
Not sure, it's not having. Doesn't make a difference how. If I eat also, I don't have. This is the homin chaschinuch. Chaschinuch explains that. It's chaschinuch is nothing. That's not the issue. It's a pellet. And Chaschinuch is margish in it, and he asks it twice. Shaila, what he answers? It's a whole tale. Ain't a bowl. Again, as the Rashi, without saying the Milchas Chinuch, without saying the Milchas Chinuch, it's glad. Rashi learns that the Tashbis was before this man, Tesis learns it after this man. This is what the Maharsho says here, and that answer the second Kasha. This is what the Ramban says to answer the Kasha. I said, to say it Kipshuto, it's easy. We have a problem from Rashi to Mamasril. So if we betchil hashesh, we'll see later if Nochem has a whole day, we'll get to the Rashi, and we have a Kasha and the Ramban, so what Rabbi Kivi wants, the Seif as before, all of that we'll have to answer if we don't compute it. Now, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't take days, it just brings a whole Arichas Nafkeminas, if it's a Maisa Ashbos, or just not to have, and he finishes, and doesn't look like it's Rashi and Teisvis. Rashi learns it's not to have, it's before, Teisvis learns it's later, because it's a Misa to do a Maisa Ashbos. V'chkira is nice. If you want to say that's also Torah Rabbi Rabbon, then it's nice. But if it's a din b'cheftza, it has to be after this man. And if it's not a din, it's before this man. And we'll have to see later. I'm madgish, Be'ez Hashem, when we go to the second part of Tesis, we'll see a vivein again. Today, we do sreifa before this man. We have to know, if the way we're learning in Tesis, if you Tesis, we're doing nothing. If you Tesis, the whole sreifa that we're doing is bobeh b'aseh, it's gomish. We burn it before Pesach, there's no kiyum of mitzvah. And if we learn that lekula alma alibi de Rabbi Yude is la'achar hazman, so the sreifa that we do is mamish dvorim betalim, and that's mistama demes. That is dvorim betalim, this whole sreifa. If we learn, if it tastes this, it's for sure dvorim betalim. If we say it's before this man, and we said, and they get, again, you could learn how to get the chasim. It's before, we could learn that it's before this man, and before this man is a din to do a ma'aseh. Not like the Milchas Chinuch. Then it's good. Tonight, you come home. Masha'enke. If you learn that before this man is no chefze, it's just not to have, so we don't understand what's past the Rabbi Yudah. Amadgish, I could learn not like the Milchas Chinuch, and I could learn that everyone learns chefze. Just the shayla of the cheftz is before this man or after this man. I don't have to say that it's totally over. But the Minchas Chinuch, the yoifim, the Minchas Chinuch is that before this man is the mitzvah to be ready that in this man I don't have, and achar hazman. Mikol mekoyim, these are the two terutzim on Rashi's kashe. Dainu, we hold from both, and we hold that the bitul is before this man. I'm saying, maybe later we could say teyes lefi Rashi. And Rashi will be masking. I'll say it by my Ramuzga. Could be Rashi or be masking that the Tashbisu is le'achar hazman. But if we'll say like the Ram, that the Bitul is chal b'chatzois, because when the maskem is daitu le'das ha'teire, then the Bitul is chal, so the Bitul is not chal before this man. The Bitul is chal in this man, right? We started to learn, we said, how Bitul is chal? Ke'afre de'are. The Ran says, Maskem is daitu le'das ha'teire. We don't know what it is yet. But if we will say that the bitul is not stama hefker, it's maskem es daitu le das atoicho. And we said, valet yisura anor, it's easy to make bitul, it's chal belev, all of these is beir. And we will say that the time that the bitul is chal is chatzois. So it's very gishmak. You're right that you could say the bitul before. Aber le maise, when is the bitul? Bechatzois. You can't do the bitul before chatzois, it's not chal before chatzois. So maybe we could, as I call this teiras, the answer that Rashi is masking is le'achar hazman, aber the tashbisu that is bitul, you're right that he says it before chatzois, aber the chalois is chal with chatzois, so it's not called before. It's not called before the zman. Sreifa you could do, and chatzois also. Not going there is a mitzvah to do it before. Again, what is second kasha of thesis? If bitul is tashbisu, tashbisu is after this man, when chatzois is then is tashbisu, you can't do bitul then. The Torah says you do before, it's not chatzois. The Torah says you do before, but it can't be chal till chatzois. So b'meile it's called chatzois. That could, I call it a Torah. We call mokam zek teisves, v'oi meri, te midori reise bebitul ba'al mesargi, not mitam tashbisu. Mitam de me'achar shebitlo yave hefker ve'yotzo mirshusoy umuto me'amrina v'ataroya shel acherim shel gavoya Zoktei says bitul is not kiyum of tashbisu. If you do bitul, the chometz becomes hefker, and val the chometz becomes hefker, you not over baliroy balimotzer. So lemaise you mevatel the mitzvah tashbisu. When you do bitul, you don't have a kiyum of mitzvah tashbisu. You skip the whole. You mevatel. How you mekayim tashbisu? Maybe you keep a piece of chometz and then you burn him. Also, later how you mekayim the mitzvah. But bitul is beetzem not a kiyum of mitzvah tashbisu. Bitul is only a chetimtze not to be over. But it's not a kiyum of mitzvah tashbisu. Bitul is not a kiyum of mitzvah tashbisu. So this is the machlekes. Lefi Rashi, for the teres, bitul is a kiyum of mitzvah tashbisu. Hashbosa belevi hashbosa. And lefi teres, when someone does bitul, he's not mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu. And here teres is mechadesh, that when it's hefker, he's not over. It's a big chidush. The Moshe the Pnei Yeshua says, maybe Rashi holds, he's over on chomesh shel hefker. Rashi says in Dafei, Shel Acherim, Shel Govoya Venochri. Hefker belongs to everyone. Hefker belongs to you also. So you also have a Chomet Shel Hefker, Zog the Pnei Yeshua. We'll see later if Rashi is masking or not. Tesis came to Mechadish that Chomet Shel Hefker is not over. I want to have that Goshen before we start to learn this Chelik of Tesis. So Tesis is coming to Mechadish here that Chomet Shel Hefker is not over Baliroy Balimotze. Look at this inside. Ve'oy meridim de reise be bitul ba'al mesagi. Mitam de me'achar she bitul yave hefker, ve'yotzo mirshusoy umuto. Midekram rinen, aber at roya shel achirim shel gavoya. The haynu is a chidush, that chomet shel hefker yime ha'oiva. It's not a dovom poshut. B is a second chidush, that bitul is called hefker. Ay, hefker needs shloisho. עוד אמרו, מדוע אמרו, משתה אישו? מדוע רייסה, אין הצורך. נהיינו, תייסס זה מחד שתו חידושים that in both will have to, I will call it three חידושים. First, that in ביטול, you're not מקיים המצווה, it's only a way out. Especially if we said that תשביסו זה דין בחפצה. If תשביסו is just not to have, so בהפצה you also בעצם מקיים the מצווה. And B, you don't have, you מקיים the מצווה. But if we said Tashbisu is a mitzvah b'chefze, so if you taste it in Bidu, you're not making the mitzvah. Say that. Second, Zog Tesvis, that it's a hefker. And hefker, you're not either. Tesvis is being a gemore. Vayis Tesvis was not a poshut zach. A third thing, Zog Tesvis, that, you know, this hefker is a big mechudosh dike hefker. You need shloisho. Who's either Rishonim will ask a lot of kashas. The Ramo, I'm saying the end of it. Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll have the Arachov. Zok de Ramo, so val if he tastes bitul is hefker. And if he, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, so if a person does bitul, he can mekayim the mitzvah. Zok de Ramo, burn the chometz before bitul. And this is what we do. By night we do kol chamire deloy chazisei v'deloy biyave, and the morning all of us do sreife, and after it's burned we say the kol chamire. Why? Lefi Rashi, no reason. If I do bitul, it's also a kim of tashbisu. But the teretz is I'm choish zog the ramo to teisves that bitul is hefker, and if I did hefker, I don't have any more chametz. So why I'm burning it? It's not mine anymore. So now we have to know exactly the mevar shita stasis in Rashi.
Okay.